This module has been developed by the Michigan State University's Center for International Business Education and Research. The following content for this module was taken from the book A Basic Guide to Exporting, a product of the U.S. Commercial Service. This module was created in cooperation with the U.S. Commercial Service and the Michigan State University's Center for International Business Education and Research. To view the full text version of each slide, click the Slide Notes tab in the upper left-hand corner, below the MSU Cyber logo. You may pause the presentation at any time by pressing the pause button below the slide. The glossary for this module is accessible via the Glossary tab at the top right corner. This module will cover: Do I need a license? Determine a product's export potential, and export plan development. Section 1. Do I need a license? Most U.S. sourced items, and some internationally sourced items that are considered dual use, as well as certain purely commercial and munitions items, are all subject to the Export Administration Regulations, or EAR for short, administered by the Bureau of Industry and Security. Dual use items are items that possess both commercial and military proliferation applications. To view the full list of Export Administration Regulations, visit the website below. To determine whether your item is subject to the EAR, you will need to refer to the EAR's Commerce Control List to see if your item has an Export Control Classification Number, or ECCN for short. Every item specifically listed in the EAR has an assigned ECCN. If your item falls under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Department of Commerce and is not listed on the Commerce Control List, it is designated as EAR 99. Most EAR 99 commercial products will not require a license to be exported. Depending on the destination, end user, or end use of the item, even an EAR 99 item may require a BIS export license. Although relatively few items subject to the EAR require export licenses, licenses are required in certain situations involving national security, foreign policy, short supply, nuclear non-proliferation, missile technology, chemical and biological weapons, regional stability, crime control, or anti-terrorism. To ensure compliance with the EAR and manage export-related decisions and transactions, you can establish an Export Management and Compliance Program, or EMCP for short. An EMCP lets you analyze pieces of information and individual decisions and then build them into an organized, integrated system. The Bureau of Industry and Security website has information on the 9 core elements of an effective EMCP. In particular, note the EAR's mandate for sufficient record keeping. If you have a catalog of dozens or hundreds of items that you want to sell globally, you should consider creating a written compliance plan. In addition to studying the online BIS videos and publications, the person responsible for managing a company's plan should consider attending specific EAR and export control seminars. Visit the BIS website, or ask your local U.S. Commercial Service office for more information on where to find training. You can also contact the BIS for guidance on developing the plan and to review the final document. An item subject to the Export Administration Regulations will either have a specific ECCN or be designated EAR 99. When adding a product to your inventory or reviewing your current product line, ask your suppliers whether they can provide the necessary classification information, create a field in your inventory management system for classification information, and add a related field that lists the countries to which export of that product is prohibited by the EAR or subject to licensing requirements. If you are obtaining classification information from your suppliers, work closely with them to understand how they determine the ECCN. Remember that as the exporter, you are ultimately responsible for obtaining any necessary licenses. Export classification and any license numbers you receive must appear on export documentation, such as the commercial invoice and the automated export system filing. The numbers should be easily accessible in your inventory management system. It's a good idea to establish a company-wide rule that emphasizes the importance of classification under the EAR and the associated HTS numbers. If the inventory management system doesn't list a ECCN or EAR99 designation, then that item is ineligible for international shipping. If possible, adapt your inventory management software so it flags problematic orders. You need to be especially careful with items that are subject to the EAR, whether the items have ECCNs or are EAR99. You don't want to inadvertently violate the EAR. 95% of all items exported from the United States to a foreign buyer don't require an export license, even though the items are subject to U.S. government export control laws and regulations. These laws and regulations determine whether you can sell your product to an international buyer, which countries you can export it to, and to which buyers you can sell. However, just because your product is among the 95% that don't require a license doesn't mean that you could sell it anywhere and to anyone. The International Traffic in Arms Regulations, or ITAR for short, control the sale of defense items and defense services. These items and services provide the U.S. with a critical military or intelligence capability. If you produce or sell these items, you need to learn about the ITAR, including potential requirements to register with the U.S. Department of State's Directorate of Defense Trade Controls. Start by finding out whether your item for export, whether it's hardware, technical data, or defense service, is on the U.S. munitions list, found in Part 121 of the ITAR. If it is, then explore the ITAR website for complete information on licensing. Exporting controlled items that are listed on the U.S. munitions list without obtaining proper licensing has very serious legal consequences. Both the Bureau of Industry and Security and the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control administer and enforce economic and trade sanctions against certain foreign countries, companies, and individuals based on U.S. foreign policy and national security goals. Both departments maintain lists of persons, natural persons and entities, including corporations, that are subject to trade restrictions, including the export of items that fall within their jurisdictions. Both agencies also maintain trade restrictions on certain countries, including countries that are subject to trade embargoes. Every exporter must be aware of the individuals and organizations on the lists of parties of concern. You can find the consolidated screening lists at the website below. If you need help performing these obligations, you can hire a third-party company to conduct these checks for you in real time. You also can purchase software to help you remain in compliance. Freight forwarders may also flag problematic transactions. Please be aware that, as the exporter, you bear primary responsibility for compliance with export controls, and you are responsible for obtaining any required licenses. Section 2. Determine a product's export potential. Once you've determined whether or not you need an export license to sell your product, analyze your product's or service's export potential. There are several ways to evaluate the export potential of your products and services in international markets. The most common approach is to examine the domestic sales of your products. If your company is successful in the U.S. market, there is a good chance that it will also sell in markets abroad, at least in those markets where similar needs and conditions exist. If you are a wholesaler in the United States, or if you want to be a manufacturer's representative, you'll have the means of assessing domestic sales. If you have a startup but haven't sold anything yet, you'll at least have a good sense of future prospects. Another way to assess your company's potential in exporting is by examining the unique or important features of your product. If those features are hard to duplicate abroad, then it's likely that your product will be successful overseas. A unique product may have little competition, so demand for it may be quite high. However, even if your product is not unique, don't be discouraged. Many products and services have competitors in their targeted overseas markets. These are the advantages in exporting products that are made in the USA. Export-ready companies possess certain qualities that increase the likelihood that their exporting efforts will be successful. Answering these important questions about how exporting will enhance your company's goals can help you determine your company's export readiness. What does your company want to gain from exporting? Is exporting consistent with other company goals? What demands will exporting place on your company's key resources, management and personnel, production capacity, and financing? How will these demands be met? Are the expected benefits worth the costs? Or would company resources be better used for developing new domestic business? Companies that are ready to export possess these qualities: have commitment from ownership and are prepared to fund exporting activities, understand the added demands that international business can place on key resources, have realistic expectations regarding return on investment from international activities, are prepared to modify products and services by market as well as provide training and after-sales service, be willing to work with government export promotion agencies. Listed below are some motivational factors for exporting: long-term expansion, increased competitiveness, exploitation of unique technology and expertise, improved return on investment, and increased capabilities. Organizational factors that contribute to a healthy exporting strategy include management commitment, funding, personal expertise and commitment, production capabilities, and company exporting goals. Is your product ready to export? To determine export readiness, consider these additional factors. Selling points. If your product is a success domestically, the next step is to identify why it sells or has sold so well here, keeping in mind that conditions abroad may be somewhere between slightly and significantly different. Modifications. You may sell your product without modifications to international markets, as long as it meets the standards and regulations set by the respective countries. Some countries have strict governmental regulations that require special testing, safety, quality, and technical conformity measures. Depending on the product and market, suppliers may need to alter colors, sizes, and packaging to accommodate local conditions and consumer preferences. Product licensing. Some classifications of products require special approval from the U.S. Department of Commerce before you export, and some of those products require export licenses. Required training. Products that require training to operate place a greater responsibility on your company and distributor or agent, and you must decide how to support that training. After-sales service. Products that require considerable after-sales support must be handled by a distributor or agent who is well-positioned to provide such a service. Providing the means to send the product back to you for repair and replacement is another option. Product distinctiveness. Products that have unique features enjoy a competitive advantage and better reception in foreign markets. Such unique features include patents, superior quality, cutting-edge technology, and adaptability. Rather than filling the occasional order from an international buyer, you could do a very nice business selling internationally via your own website or a third-party e-commerce site. So-called passive or reactive exporting may be the dominant model among U.S. small and medium-sized enterprises. There is nothing wrong with this method of exporting, and it usually does not require elaborate planning or deep reflection on motives or capabilities. However, to take your business to the next level of performance, expertise, and growth, a strategic approach is needed. The first step is to create a written export plan. Many small companies export to more countries than they have employees. Section 3. Export Plan Development. One key element of becoming export ready is to develop an export plan. Once you've decided to sell your products abroad, get ready to do the initial work of deciding how you want to develop and grow your international sales. Doing so increases your chances that the best options will be chosen, resources will be used wisely, and execution will lead to a successful result. The purposes of an export plan are to assemble facts, constraints, and goals, and to create an action statement that takes all of those elements into account. A plan should include specific objectives, set forth time schedules for implementation, and mark milestones so that the degree of success can be measured and can motivate personnel. Once you've decided to sell your products abroad, you'll need to develop an export plan. An export plan should answer these 11 questions. Which products are selected for export development, and what modifications, if any, must be made to adapt them for overseas markets? Is an export license needed? Which countries are targeted for sales development? In each country, what are the basic customer profiles, and what marketing and distribution channels should be used to reach customers? What special challenges pertain to each market, and what strategy will be used to address them? How will your product's export sales price be determined? What specific operational steps must be taken and when? What will be the time frame for implementing each element of the plan? What personnel and company resources will be dedicated to exporting? What will be the cost in time and money for each element? How will results be evaluated and used to modify the plan? The first time an export plan is developed, it should be kept simple. It need be only a few pages long because important market data and planning elements may not yet be available. The initial planning effort itself gradually generates more information and insight. As you learn more about exporting and your company's competitive position, the export plan will become more detailed and complete. From the start, your plan should be written and viewed as a flexible management tool, not as a static document. Objectives in the plan should be compared with actual results to measure the success of different strategies. Your company should not hesitate to modify the plan and make it more specific as new information and experience are gained. A detailed plan is recommended for companies that intend to export directly, meaning selling to an end user in another country. If your company chooses indirect export methods, or sells via your website, or through a third party's website, you may use much simpler plans. Written plans give you a clear understanding of specific steps that need to be taken, and they help assure a commitment to exporting over the longer term. Only about a third of SME US manufacturers have a written plan of any size or kind. Absent a plan, your business may overlook much better opportunities. In addition, reactive exporters may quickly give up on selling to international customers, concluding prematurely that it's not worth the effort or that it's easier to serve customers closer to home, even if that business may not grow and could very well shrink in the future. Doing the hard initial work of deciding how you want to develop and grow your international sales increases your chances that the best options will be chosen, that resources will be used wisely, and that execution will lead to a successful result. Remember that while 58% of all U.S. exporters export to only a single market, predominantly Canada, many small exporters sell to more countries than they have employees, and these sales account for a growing percentage of total sales, without which they'd be lost. These mini multinationals are becoming more common, and your company can be one of them. A special thanks to the U.S. Commercial Service for the content of this module. This slide will take you to current news headlines on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You can advance through the remainder of the slides by clicking the play button. Global Edge offers a number of resources on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You can advance through the remainder of the module by clicking the play button.